Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, here with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
How are you
now,
doing, Johnny?
I'm doing good. I think what we're going to we agreed that we would do today is, being that it's in the past, we were going to talk about the election. And all I'm going to say about it, then you can chime in, is, you know, the media got it wrong, got a lot of things wrong in regarding the polls, you know, because it was like you would say that, you know, Biden was ahead, but then, you know, reality, Biden was only ahead, like, they, you know, elections were close. They had Trump winning states that they didn't predict that he was going to win. And I guess the point I'm trying to get at here is now that they're saying that Trump is contesting the election, but it's not a big deal. But then it makes me think, wait a minute, you know, we couldn't trust the media before, so why would we trust them now?
I don't know. What about that one poll that you always talked about?
Well,
that was the only poll last.
That's their fault.
Election.
And they predicted that Trump
okay.
was going to win. But like some things, like for example, like they said that Rudolph Giuliani was giving a press conference, and he said that that he had like 60 people behind him who would testify that they were not that they were sent out of the room. You know, that they were sitting out of the room to watch the ballots be counted. And, you know, 60 people is not one person seeing something and then, you know, just, you know, hearsay. I mean, 60 people, that's a lot of people.
I know. Well, okay. Did you hear about what Mike Pompeo said recently?
No.
He said that he is confident that they will be swearing in Donald Trump. I mean, he was very, very confident about this. He's seeming to think Donald Trump did win, and once all of the ballots are counted, there will be a smooth transition to swearing Donald Trump in. That's what the news said, New York Post put out there with a video
of Mike Pompeo
is
the senator
predicting transition to second Trump administration. He said it will be smooth.
Wow.
I mean, just like it's going to happen. So what do you think about that?
Well, that's really interesting. I mean, but I do feel like that when it comes to the media, the media has never – even Fox, who is usually very, very pro-conservative, they still acknowledge that Trump, that Biden is elected. It's just that I have a hard time with it when they never got it right. They can never get the polls right, and they can never get the information right. And it seems to me that, you know, why? I mean, when election night was happening, they couldn't agree on the electoral votes. I mean, I had one, you know, up to 240. You know, I mean, you know, I'm not even saying that I think Biden legitimately won. I'm just saying that it's hard to trust the media. It's really hard to trust the media.
Well, why don't you just not listen to them? What, I mean, why are you listening to them if you don't trust them? Do you have to? Do you have to turn on the news? I mean, that's too bad.
I don't.
Yes, I agree.
No, I don't.
But, I mean, there's nothing you can do about it. I don't think.
It's just.
Is there something you can do about it? Or why don't you just not watch the news that's going to frustrate you and then just hope that they do recount? Okay, they are going to do recounts because everybody is saying that Donald Trump has every right to do so because it's so close. So So right. What I'm going to do is I'm going to wait till that happens. Hopefully it will happen quickly. And then I will, you know, see what happens. But I'm so glad that they are going to recount, because with all of this fraud out there with voting, I am glad that there's a chance to see if he really did win. I want them to recount. Every state that he can recount, do it. And then we will see what happens. Then I do hope whatever outcome comes, then he will accept it and it will go smooth. Because I really think that if he doesn't accept whatever outcome after the recount, people are going to get very sick of hearing about it. You know, I mean, let's just, do you think that once it's recounted and he still loses, do you think he's going to accept that? That's my question.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I know that
it
don't
you think he should
be...
accept it? Do you think he
no,
should
I
accept
don't think
it?
He should accept it.
Okay,
think
so if he loses with the recount and he loses, you don't think he should accept that? Then if you don't think he should accept it, then what's the next step?
Yeah, it would depend on the results of the recount. See, the thing is, like, if the recount is done,
if he wins, then you accept it. If he doesn't, then you don't accept it. I mean, that doesn't seem right.
No, I mean, I can accept it if it's legitimate. But what I'm saying is, if some of the things that they're saying, like, you know, like Rudolph Giuliani was saying that they got a court order that allows them to move a foot closer, and then the people who are doing the votes were moving they're counting a foot away. If that happens, you know, that's a little bit ridiculous.
Okay, there's two things that really bothered me as well. When they wouldn't let anybody observe this one place where people were voting. Okay, that, and also what they have found in trash cans, dumpsters around, whole big, huge boxes of voters' votes. They found a lot of ballots in these trash cans. Did you hear about that?
I heard about that, yeah.
Isn't that horrible?
No, I will tell you this. Trump never told his followers to vote by mail. In fact, he was very adamant that, you know, not to tell, but that they'll be able to vote by mail. So
I didn't
I
didn't do it.
What?
Johnny, I got that. I signed up for that to do it by mail. And then when it came down to it, I just went in because I just didn't trust it after what everybody was saying. So too bad that there's been such trouble with the mail-in votes.
I know.
So, yes. But you know what? Immediately after Biden supposedly won, all the boards were taken off Beverly Hills storefronts immediately, and there was no rioting. So some people are glad about that. Even people who voted for Trump have expressed that they're glad about that, at least. Do you think that mostly the boards were put up because if Trump won, that they were going to riot? Okay, and my other part of my question is, it looks like half the country loves Trump from this outcome. I mean, really,
no,
half of them do.
Yeah.
So why? Yeah, why does that cause rioting and the other one doesn't?
Well, but I will tell you this. You know, my parents, they made a comment about the vote, that it's almost like they're intentionally close. Have you noticed that? I mean, the votes are things like, well, you know, I'll just, it's almost like they're so close. They're like, you know, 1,000 votes. The people are like saying to each other, okay, well, how about I just vote for Biden and then you vote for Trump, and then we'll make sure that, you know, everything is even, because it seems like it's so... It's so, it's such an even thing, you know? I mean,
it really is. And did you know that so many foreigners in other countries have been expressing that they have no idea that the Americans really, so many of us, well, I'm not going to say us, of them do love Trump because they all have this idea that we hate our president and nobody was going to vote for him. And so many people in foreign countries were extremely surprised to see that half the country does love Trump. So I thought that was crazy. So that, to your point of the media, you know, whatever media is getting out to other countries, it was really wrong because they were shocked. So many people were shocked. I saw all the interviews. They're like, wow, a lot of Americans actually like him. And they just were told, oh, he's a joke, he's a clown, no American likes him, we've got to get him out of there. But no, half the country loved him, and half the country was happy about the economy and everything else that was going on. Half the country really did.
That's why whenever I hear about the lawsuits, you know, it's like they've done this before with him. You know, they always sort of write him off. They say, oh, this is a joke. Oh, you know, he's not going to get anything. Oh, you know, the lawsuits, yeah, it's not going to happen. Oh, God. And I mean, and then, you know, he gets elected.
I know. So that is all concerning. Everything concerns me. And it's just, wouldn't you, if you were Biden, want to know as well? I mean, I would be welcoming the recount just to say, hey, see, I really won. Or just risk it. Yes. Hey, let's see. I'm a fair guy. Let's have a recount. So, Johnny, do you have any idea how long this recount will take? Because it's many states that he's wanting to have recounted.
Well, I think Georgia wants to, you know, Trump wants hands recount in Georgia. But that's going
to be done by hand?
Yeah.
Wow. But, I mean, that doesn't even seem good. It seems like the computer would be a lot more honest than actual people redoing it, because what's going to stop those people from, like, throwing those in the garbage can if they are not allowing people to observe it?
I know. And, I mean, you almost have to, like, pass the boundaries and say, this looks good. This looks good, you know.
Okay, so, Johnny, say Biden really is the winner. Will you accept that? Will you?
Oh, I will. Just make sure there's no.
Okay.
There's no, you know, make sure that there's no voter fraud, you know.
Yes. Okay. All right. So why don't we take some callers and see what they think about all of this? Okay.
Tell you what, I'm going to go. Give me 1 second here. Okay. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Just talk to everybody, and then I'll get the caller. Okay.
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 Well, I just found it to be interesting how we haven't really heard from President Trump after all of this. And that's strange. I thought we would be hearing a lot more, but I also haven't looked at Twitter. So I'm going to go, let me go look on Twitter and see some of the president's recent tweets while Johnny gets a caller.
Yeah.
On the line. Well,
we don't have
any callers over here to Twitter.
Callers, yes, but I'm telling people to call in, that they know that they're going to call in. I think that actually he did say some things. He did say that he thought that, you know, the next day he said that we were winning, and then we did win, and they conned us. Is what they said, or so they stole the election, you know? It's something like a million.
Well, I know. Oh, all of the Republicans are saying that they stole the election. I get pretty good energy when I watch Biden. He seems like a sweet man, but I am not trusting all these people around him. I am not trusting that because I feel like their stance is whatever it takes to keep this in place, they're going to do. And these people are powerful. The only people who can really change anything are the people, the stand of the people. And I think everybody for Trump is, they are standing in Huntington Beach. They were downtown that the day after the results, and they were demonstrating support. But it would take a lot more demonstrating. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if people feel like they have much ground to stand on to go to the trouble of doing that. So we'll see if the energy keeps on, moving in that direction. But without the people demonstrating, it's kind of hard.
Well, what is amazing is how close these elections could be. Did you know that when I think Trump, the year 2000, Bush beat Gore by 547 votes. And it's like, oh boy. I mean, this is in Florida, which is a very small state.
I'm sorry, you cut out. Wait, you cut out. What did you say?
In the year 2000, Bush beat Gore in Florida by 547 votes.
See how close that was? Wow.
And that's Florida. So Florida is, mm-hmm. is a pretty big state. I mean, it'd be one thing if this was like Rhode Island or something, but,
Well, okay, Johnny, how do you feel? Didn't vote then? Because 500 people who just decided, well, I don't feel like it this year. They just caused the election, those 540 people. You know what I mean? It's just like they can't complain. They didn't even vote.
Right.
Why do they get to complain?
I mean, I know. And not only that, I didn't vote because I wasn't registered. But in my opinion, I
thought you were not going to admit that.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, then why didn't you get registered?
Well, I just moved to Florida, so I didn't have. I mean, I'm not going to make that mistake again. Just so you know, I voted in the past.
Okay.
I mean, it's not Well, I voted for Trump in the.
I was not going to even tell anybody. You're the one who just did. Ha ha ha. I know another really good friend who didn't vote, and I told her I was not happy about that. I did not respect that at all, because you're right. And, you feel power. You feel empowered when you vote because you are a citizen and you are forming the way you want your life to be. And you just forego that? I mean, why? But you're so into
it.
No,
I know.
I'm just speaking in general. People are into it. They want to talk about it. They care a lot about it, but yet they didn't take the time to do what it takes to the effort to put in, which is not a lot of effort to do so. Even if you had to do it by mail, at least you did it by mail. It's better than nothing. Okay, I didn't want to harp on you about that. I just did not know you were going to admit it, but.
No, that's okay.
Next time. Yeah, just make sure you're registered now.
I know.
Then
I know.
It's just always there. It's always done. I moved. I wasn't registered here. I was living in Arizona. But also, I do also vote for other things besides the presidency during the year. I study up on it. What if there's a new senator or governor or something that you need to vote for? I do that too. Do you?
Well, and I will tell you, I mean, I've had fun, I've heard some stories about when I've gone voting. When I went to go vote, it might have been 2012, I think. This guy was telling me about how he had I think his aunt's a judge or something, and he was campaigning for. And I walked up to the guy whose aunt was a judge, and I said, I just got a question for you. And this question I've always asked people, and people don't really have an answer for it. Is, well, I'm not going to say that. This is a different show. That's a different show. If I bring that up, if I say that funny little question, you're going to be like, what does it have to do with the election? And nothing. But I guess what I'm trying to say is that I do vote. It's just that, and I'm okay with voting. You know, I voted in the past in a lot of elections, so.
You're very knowledgeable, yeah. So I'm glad that you do. You've got to put your knowledge to work there.
Yeah.
If I would have known that about you, I would have helped you get registered and all that. I would have made you do that but you told me when it was too late. You told me and it was too late to register.
I know.
It's okay, Johnny. People make mistakes, but now you will always be registered. So that's good. Okay, so around you, I know you have your parents and they are Trump supporters. Do you know anybody? What about the younger kids that are around you? What are their thoughts? Because I know a lot of the millennials are so for Biden.
Is Republican. My sister Tasha is
a
Republican.
They're adults. I know, but aren't they in their 40s? I'm talking about young people like teenagers that are not able to vote yet. Are you around young people with any opinions?
Van's not able to understand a lot of what's going on. I mean, you know, Van didn't know that Trump was president until 6 months into the term.
Okay, so no other young people. You're not around any other young people who don't have autistic.
Because he was autistic, okay. So he's a little bit not. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's not developed properly. So.
Okay, well, I do know that things are not going to be as entertaining. That's for sure. Without Trump in office, because he was kind of funny and entertaining, don't you think?
Yes, he was.
Trump interview for Switzerland. It's just a few seconds. They interviewed a lot of us that know him and had relationships with Trump, and so I did a little segment that's out there in Switzerland and Germany right now, but it's not really political. It's just talking about his character and all that. I mean, he was really sweet to me. He was nice to me. But that was 27 years ago. So I was shocked a few times when he would say things off color. But then I have to think, hey, this guy has been really persecuted from the beginning by people. Maybe that is what made him so sensitive to everything and just like coming back negatively a lot of times, because we don't even know what he had been really enduring. I mean, if you put yourself in his shoes, he really, really endured a lot. And if anybody can endure that, they are pretty strong. I mean, that was a lot. Ah, that's a lot of hate towards a person, isn't it, that he endured?
Yeah, to be president and to have, I mean, he's president of the United States. And it's like all of those, there's a lot of things.
It's a lot of disrespecting. And then also Melania, she said that she feels like she's one of the most bullied people in the entire world. So she's gone through a lot too. I just see her as some nice, innocent woman trying to do her best job caught in all of this. It's kind of strange and crazy, isn't it? A lot of changes have happened. Here we have the first lady who is really from another country herself. And even though she is a citizen now, but I just think that a lot of changes have happened. And if Biden is the true winner, we have the first black female vice president. I have a question, Johnny. Do you think Do you think that that was their whole initial plan, the Democrats, to, because I don't think that Biden is their first choice. I really think she is their first choice, that he is very elderly and may not even make it, and that she would become the first female black president. Do you think
You're right about him being elderly. You're also right. But the thing that you know you need to think about, when you bring up the things that he said, like, you know, calling Trump, you know, Bush, George Bush, and not knowing where he is, not knowing what city he's in, and doing all this other stuff. And then, you know, then what they do is they kind of shoot it down. They just say, oh, that's nothing, that's nothing. But when you really think about it, if this was Dan Quayle, if this was Sarah Palin, you know, or if this was Bob Dole saying these things, people would be, you know, tearing it up with them.
Tearing it up is right.
They'd be calling him senile. They'd be, you know, they would say all these things. So he says all this stuff. And then, I mean, I'm sorry, but, you know, it seems like it's a double standard. And, yeah. You know, I mean, he basically, he said that he didn't know what city he was in. He, you know.
Oh, that's okay, though. You know why? Because they're going to so many different places. They get off the airplane. I would be confused sometimes, too. Like, where am I?
Really?
What
about forgetting that you're running for president and you think you're running for the Senate?
I don't know. Did he?
He said that.
But
he said he was running for the Senate.
Did he mean it, or did he say it by accident because it was like it was just the wrong words came out of his mouth?
Well, he said it by accident.
Or did he really know that? Did he really not know?
Well, he said it by accident. He said, you know, I'm running for the Senate. He said that he said that there was 300 million people dead from COVID or something like that, which isn't true. He said that he has said things and like people have him on tape as saying, you know,
yes.
I mean, I think that Kamala, there was an agenda with Kamala because of the simple fact that nobody really picked Kamala because of her qualifications. She was picked, you know, because, you know, she was African American and female. He pretty much flat out said that.
Isn't that racist? Somewhat racist to choose somebody for the color of their skin? Wow.
Well, that's what he did. I mean, that's what he flat out did with Kamala Harris.
How do you know he did that?
Because
how do you know what was his? He did. He chose her because of the color of her skin?
He flat out said the words that, you know, he would be African American, and it would be somebody, you know, and he'd be female. He said that, and that's not picking the most qualified person. That's flat out saying that, you know, this is who this person's gonna be. You know,
that's racism. That's racism, but kind of using it positively, I guess, in their way. But I think that making a decision due to the color of somebody's skin in any way would be racism. What do you think?
Well, yeah. I mean, especially when there may be more qualified people. You know, I mean,
yeah, that's not fair.
If you feel that Kamala is the most qualified, that would be one thing. But, you know, I mean, it just seems that, but to pick someone simply because you know, they happen to be African-American and they happen to be female. That's got nothing to do with, you know, because then you're going to start to, if you do that, then you, you know, jobs don't have to do with qualifications anymore. You know, I mean, it becomes...
You know, isn't that what the African-American people have said their whole lives, that they are more qualified for a position, but they don't get it because of the color of their skin? Well, the white people now are not getting it because of the color of their skin. So which one is right?
Yeah.
Who's right? Who's right here?
Give me one second here. But I know I heard you say what.
Okay. Yeah, I'll talk. Okay, kind of reminds me of The Voice, the television show, how nobody turns around. Nobody can see them. They only turn around on how good they are. Well, seems like we need to do that kind of concept here, to where make us blind. Can you imagine if we were just blind and we only heard a person's voice and we didn't see them? Wonder what it would be like then.
Yeah, I know that.
Know what color their skin was.
Also, we have a caller. Can we put a caller on?
I would love to.
Okay, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, this is
caller.
Hi, Barbara.
Oh, great. Hi. Oh, we're so glad you called.
I literally just called in, so I don't know where we are in the conversation.
Well, I guess
we are just chatting.
What we were talking about is how, you know, I was looking at the media thing about the Trump lawsuits, and they were saying that they're bogus and everything. But then again, the media has gotten it wrong so much during the campaign that I don't know if I should trust them anyway. So it's kind of like...
Do you want my scoop? Because you know I'm all...
Yes, we want your scoop.
All right. So I've been listening on YouTube. They do interviews like the McFiles and Ark of Grace. And so they've been doing these interviews with Director Mike. And he is... one of these border agents that is involved. He does the investigations into the pedophiles, and which they're all doing that on the side. He is in the thick of it right now. He's in Michigan. Trump has his investigators, his lawyers. He has teams all over the swing states, literally investigating, going into the software, finding these algorithms. They have warrants where they're able to go in and trace the money from corrupted officials like the AGs. They're finding out that there was collusion on how they were going to do this between like Arizona, Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan. I mean, you name it, it's really bad. They have affidavits from whistleblowers coming out and admitting that they saw corruption, people throwing away ballots, marking them with a Sharpie, throwing them away. We have whistleblowers from the post office coming forward. In fact, wait, Jonathan, don't interrupt me, please. It's so bad that they've actually pulled back the numbers. CNN pulled back the numbers for Pennsylvania from Biden. It is being unleashed. They might not have to end up going to the Supreme Court, but the Supreme Court, the federal courts in the states, some of them are going to agree once they see all the evidence, but some of them will still push back and say, no, you can't have access. In those situations, then it gets bumped up to the Supreme Court. We're going to be doing this up into January, I guarantee you. But make no mistake, they have hardcore evidence on almost all the states, swing states. And they might go to the other states as well, but right now they're concentrating on the swing states. The software is called Scorecard. The software, what it does, and our military developed it apparently, or I don't know if the military or if it was CIA, but regardless, it's been used in other countries against them in elections. And what it does is it's an algorithm. So it processes the votes that are coming in for the opponent, right? So in this case, it was assessing how many votes Trump was getting. And it calculated this algorithm. Jonathan, let me finish. It calculates this algorithm, how many votes Trump is getting, and then what is the percentage of votes you need to switch it to Biden in order to swing it into Biden's favor. And that is what they're finding. If you'll recall in the news, Trump was ahead in all the vote in all the states. When all of a sudden, like for instance, Pennsylvania, he was behind. He was ahead 600,000 votes, and then automatically overnight, he was behind. Well, there's no way you have 600,000 votes accounted for overnight like that. So, and then what they were finding out. When people vote for the president, if they're going to vote for President Trump, they're going to vote straight ticket Republican. If they're going to vote for Biden, they're going to vote straight ticket blue, typically. Not always, but typically that's the case. What they were finding was 100,000 votes were all for Biden. But then on further down the ticket, they didn't do a straight ticket for Biden for the blue. They were only concerned with the president. So that was a red flag. So they're finding all this stuff out. And I think it's either Michigan or Wisconsin. They found out that one of the states is actually tied into the internet, for God's sake. I mean, it's so bad. There's no way. Biden is freaking going down, and everybody tied into this network, and from the attorney generals, state representatives, everybody that colluded. There were some states that refused to do it, but then there were a lot of the swing states that did do it. Michigan is really bad. Pennsylvania is really bad. Georgia, that's really bad because they're trying really hard to flip the Senate seat there. So, I mean, this is an all-out battle war of corruption.
So, Laura, do you feel confident then that after they recount, you feel confident?
Let me put it to you this way. I feel confident that the hardcore evidence is there about the ballots that were thrown out, ballots that have been discarded. But there's no way to get those ballots back because they were thrown out, right? So we can't tell them how many ballots for Trump were eliminated. We have a whistleblower in Michigan, for instance, in the post office, who said that they were told by their supervisors to backdate the postage, the date, when they came in past November 3rd. They were told to backdate those ballots. I mean, that's serious.
Lots of corruption.
Supreme Court Justice Alito put in effect an order for Pennsylvania to discard all that came in after 8 o'clock. They have to separate them out after 8 o'clock p.m. November 3rd. Now, guess what? The sheriff and everybody, they're refusing to comply with the court order. So now what they have to do is they have to go back to the Supreme Court, Justice Alito, and he has to either put out an order to arrest those individuals or they'll fine them. It's one or the other. But can you imagine?
A lot of roadblocks.
they'll be in contempt of court. They're in contempt of court for refusing to go along with a court order from Justice Alito. It's serious fraud. And I don't know. I don't know what they're gonna. If they find enough of the votes in Nevada, for instance, Clark County, Fulton County, right now, there's so many things that they're finding. If they can find enough votes to find out that enough of these machines flip the votes into Biden's favor, that will change the course of the election, then I believe Trump will win for sure. But I don't know yet what's going to happen. I don't know, but I know this much. If they get away with this, there will never be another Republican president. It will be a one-party socialist. It will be one-party socialist. They even just came right out and said the Socialist Party is ruling the Democratic Party. AOC wants a hit list on all the Trump supporters. I mean,
I was going to say earlier. What I meant to say is that, you know, my father was reading, but he says, all they're really saying is that there's nothing there. My father's a Republican, by the way. But then I was going to say to him something I saw today. Louis Giuliani was saying that he was, maybe you're aware of this, he was standing in front of like 60 people who all said that they were going to testify in court, that they were not allowed in the room to investigate. And I'm thinking to myself, that's not just one person. That's 60 people.
Oh, yeah. It's all over the place. I mean, that in itself, but see, they have to have hardcore evidence that the votes were tainted. And they have that in the software. They have that in video footage. Even in the post office, they have video footage of postal workers throwing it away. They've arrested a couple postal workers already. One was trying to get across the border.
Actually, they had an interview with Scott Adams, who does Dilbert. And let me tell you what he said. And I never really thought about it this way, but it does make some sense. I know you don't feel this way about Trump, but you have to admit that some people kind of compare Trump to Hitler. Would you agree with that?
No.
No. You missed the question. I'm not comparing Trump to Hitler. I'm saying people have compared him to Hitler.
Absolutely.
Does that make sense?
You're idiots. Don't know any better. Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's the point. This is the point. Yeah.
Stupid commentator like Don Lemon.
Let me finish what I was going to say. I think most people would commit voter fraud to prevent Hitler from being elected. In other words, it just goes to show you that if you're going to call someone to the level of a Hitler, that means that you're probably willing to go through voter fraud to get rid of him.
So part of the problem here is that it's not just the legislature leaderships that are involved in the corruption. It's the individuals themselves who are pollsters, who volunteer to do this. The media has brainwashed these people into believing that, like you said, he's like Hitler. So they don't see it as a crime. They think they're saving America for our own good. That we don't have a brain. All the Trump supporters don't know any better, so they're going to save America by committing a federal crime and throwing out those people's ballots for them. They're going to save America for it. You know, I get what you're saying, but that's why the media is also complicit in this whole thing.
Right.
They have brainwashed people into believing that it's actually okay away somebody's vote. I mean, could you imagine? There were a couple guys that went and broke into the, you know, those drop boxes with the mail-in ballots? They broke into a drop box and threw away all the ballots. some guy found it in the trash bin.
Yes. I said that at the beginning of the show. I couldn't believe that, Laura. So what can they then take those that have been tainted and count those? Or what's going to happen with that kind of thing?
They're not going to be able to do that because they can't verify the date. And it's past the date time, right? November 3rd.
So not fair.
I know. It's all I can tell you is, but they can take those votes and they can calculate and say, had these votes gone in like they were supposed to, this is the real number that Trump would have had. So that is evidence. And that is hardcore numbers that we can apply to what Trump would have had they not feared with people's votes. So I do think he will be, I really do believe he will be reelected, but it's going to be hell. And what the media has put in place by announcing him, Biden, as the president-elect, they've set up a situation where there might very well be a civil war because either we're not going to accept Biden or they're not going to accept Trump now. Both sides, both parties will feel that their election has been stolen. And that's because the corrupt media decided they were going to decide who the president was going to be. The media doesn't get to decide who the president-elect is. It's not their call. Fox News called Arizona when there was only 73% of the vote in. Unprecedented. You do not do
I thought Fox was always on the Republican side of things. Well, that surprised me.
Yeah, well, us too. But here's what happened. Murdoch's kids are married to liberals. In fact, one of the son's wife, she was saying on Twitter, "We did it! We did it!" She was thrilled, right? They're so biased. They're actually very, very liberal. Attorney General Barr, and I don't know what this is about, but Attorney General Barr paid a visit to Rupert Murdoch a week before Rupert's son, the son whose wife just said that on Twitter. I don't know the guy's name. His son resigned from Fox News, right? His son resigned from the board. I think it had something to do with that visit from Attorney General Barr. And sometime this week, we're expecting a major shitstorm to hit, and we think it's coming from Durham. We don't know yet what it's about, but we think that's what the rumor is from this guy, what's his name? Director Mike is what they call him.
Now, what about Newsmax?
He's saying something major is coming from Durham, and they're not sure exactly what Durham's going to be outing, but they're saying something major is coming.
Yeah. Okay. So that's something we'll be looking for. Go ahead, Johnny.
You know, Newsmax is the only news people that has not confirmed Trump. Biden. Did you know that?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, they're most people are now turning away from Fox and going over to Newsmax because they don't trust Fox anymore. Judge Jeanine Pirro the other night on her show. She was going to be talking about all the corruption and the software. Oh, that's another thing. These software programs, get this. Dianne Feinstein and Nancy Pelosi's husbands all are major stockholders in the companies that it created the software for the CIA.
That's interesting.
Hey,
Laura.
What?
I had a question for Laura.
Sure.
I had a question for Laura. Okay.
What is it?
Mike Pompeo, did you hear what he said? Because I was asking you about how confident you felt, and it's hard to feel confident with all of this corruption going on. But Mike Pompeo is very confident that after the recount, that Donald Trump will be sworn in successfully. Did you hear that?
I did not. I did not.
I can send you the link. I'll send it to Johnny because he knows how to get a hold of you, and then he'll send it to you.
Okay.
Yeah. So excited. I personally
feel that, like, you know, this is the thing that a lot of people don't understand. Okay, Trafalgar got it right in 2016, and then they got it right in 2018, and they got it right in 2020, but that takes people off. I mean, everybody was like, what? You know, and it's almost like you can't trust the media anymore. I mean, because, and I think it's because of the fact that I don't know if you read Trafalgar, but I read an article about Trafalgar, and what they said is, they said that people were afraid to say that they were for Trump because they were afraid of losing their jobs. I have never heard of that, you know. I mean, have you ever, afraid to give an answer for a poll because you're worried about losing your job?
So what's going on with that, okay? You've got Google, you've got YouTube, Twitter, Facebook. They're all able to track our emails, our identities, because they know our names, they know our they're threatening us. You heard how AOC wants to put out a hit list, right, on all the Trump supporters. I mean, this is the stuff of Stalin. This is communism, this is socialism. And this is kind of bothers me. Why does everybody, including Trump, keep saying socialism? Call it what it is. Socialism is a pretty name for what it is. It's communism. It's what Hitler represents and Stalin.
That's what I always thought.
It's communism.
Well, I guess what it is that the reason he doesn't say it is sort of under the idea that communism is dead. But I guess what you're saying is that it's been sort of cloned, so to speak.
Do you know what the Bolsheviks did? The Bolsheviks did exactly what Antifa has been doing in our country. It's a playbook for what the Bolsheviks did. So our kids that have been indoctrinated, this has been planned out for decades and decades. George Soros, oh my God, as a kid, he went around in Nazi Germany and he was how they took the artwork and everything from the Jews, how they stole all everybody's artwork, right? The masterpieces
yes.
and stuff.
Oh yeah.
Well, he worked for Hitler, and he would go and he would confiscate all the artwork and everything from the Jews and give it to Hitler.
I saw that movie.
Yeah, George Soros is he has been trying to destroy America for decades and turn us into a communist country. He's got attorney generals in place in these swing states. Why do you think so many attorney generals in these corrupt states, like in California and Oregon, refuse to jail any of the Antifa people? They won't jail them. They won't prosecute them because those ADs are owned by George Soros. So bad. You know, and Trump, let's say Trump gets in there, I believe he will, another 4 years. 4 years is not even close enough time to try to clean up all the corruption. He couldn't do it in 4 years. We're going to need to save our republic, and they cannot get away with it, because if they do, America as we know it will never be the same. Did you hear Chuck Schumer today in the crowd? He said, we're going to take over, we're going to take control of Georgia, and then we're going to change America. Did you hear him say that?
No.
Well, I wasn't watching, so no. Wow.
They're planning on cheating and trying to get, they want to get that Senate seat. So they have the majority Senate, and if they get one more seat in the Senate, they will have control of the Senate. I'm telling you that, and they, Georgia is critical. We cannot let them gain control of the Senate. They will pack the Supreme Court. They will get rid of the filibuster. They will have complete control to do anything and everything that they want. And Republicans will never, ever gain control again. And we will, trust me, we will be a socialist nation, communist nation.
If Donald Trump gets back in, then do you feel like he has to be very careful? And a lot of Republicans now have to be careful because, I mean, they're going to try to assassinate him.
Yeah, I do think so. And I wouldn't be surprised if they've already tried and managed to thwart those attempts. But, yeah, because they did it with JFK. They assassinated JFK.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe they tried to do that to Trump.
He needs to be careful because he loves people. And he goes out, and there's so many people in those crowds, and he does not, to me, look so protected.
Yeah, I know. But he has, actually, under his jacket and everything, he has protective gear, but his head isn't protected. Yeah, so I know what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be honest, I think he's God's anointed, and I think that's him. I really believe he's going to be. I do. And the Democrats didn't think they were going to get caught. They had absolutely no idea they were going to get caught this bad.
But you know, I'm going to say something about these lawsuits. And by the way, Laura, I just sent you a link or something on that Barbara showed me about the Pompeo thing. It's funny because you know we've heard this all before. Like they were talking about the lawsuits don't have any merit, but then you know. We've heard this all before. I mean, people were talking on and on about how he won't get elected. Oh, he won't get elected. He won't get the nomination. And then look at what happened. I mean, they've underestimated them before. So,
right.
You know.
Yeah. You know, he got 70 million more votes than last time. And get this. That's not counting all the ballots and everything that were thrown out and discarded with his name on it. So he got over 70 million. He probably got 100 million. I wouldn't be surprised. He blew the record off of Obama's record, and Michelle Obama is livid with that. She put out a nasty tweet today. She couldn't stand it. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. My mom will be very happy to hear that there is going to be a recount. And what Mike Pompeo said so positively with so much conviction about Donald Trump will be sworn in because she's been so upset. My poor mother, she's so down. And I mean, that's just like so many other people. Laura, people are so devastated.
Tell her, does she have YouTube? Does she have YouTube on her phone or anything?
Probably, yes.
Have her go to the Mick Files, MCFILES, and also Ark of Grace, ARK of Grace. And just watch and type in do a search on Trump and election. Because I've been watching them daily, and they do interviews with these, like this director, Mike, who's right there in the thick of it and is part of the team investigating and uncovering all this corruption. So they're getting firsthand detailed information. And that has made me feel so much better. And
I wrote that down.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for those things.
Pray and be positive and believe. God's got this, and so does the president.
I saw the president was praying with everybody around him, and they were putting hands on him and praying in the Oval Office. I saw that picture today. That was really nice. So
yeah, they've been doing
there,
yeah.
What
that,
do you think about Trump not really saying much right now? I mean, I haven't seen him get out there and just address it lately. I mean, of course, he has the tweet. Have you been following his Twitter?
He is. So I've been following him on Parler. The conservatives are switching over Parler, P-A-R-L-E-R. You can download the app. They don't censor us like Twitter does.
Oh.
So Twitter is losing a lot of people over to Parler because that's what happens when you censor people. They'll find another platform, and just like C-SPAN, or not C-SPAN, Newsmax. We're all going, leaving Fox News now and going over to Newsmax.
I thought Fox was just so for Trump.
Well, so here's what's going on with Fox. They found a niche market, right, to make money. So they sold us a bill of goods. And they like to say that they're fair and balanced, right? So they'll throw into the mix a little people like Neil Caputo, which is a jerk, and Wallace, you know, Chris Wallace. But then they'll throw in some people that are, they pretend that they're for Trump, but, you know, they're not in secret. They're probably not. I think what they were doing is just making a killing off of that us, and we're like a niche market for them. They were using us to make money. But then once they felt that Trump wasn't going to be president, they were willing to throw him away and jump on the bandwagon with the rest of the corrupt media. So
about money.
Yeah, Fox can't be trusted. They suspended Judge Jeanine Pirro, and she wanted to do a show on the corruption on all these investigations, right? But the Fox News said, "Oh no, we are going to follow the Biden speech down in Delaware where he accepts the presidency, right?" And she said, well, that's not where the story is. The story is with the corruption and the fraud in the swing states. And so they suspended her. And watched that show. Instead, what they had on was Biden, you know, with his little celebration down there in Delaware with all the people in the parking lot, cars, and fireworks going off, and he's accepting the president. We can't accept
and
the president. Standing votes out there. Plus, we've got Trump saying, taking this to a court, all these courts. It's the electoral. He's not president-elect yet. He can't accept it that he's president-elect because he's not.
Well, when can they call him that? So they're not even supposed to call him that now.
Oh. If you remember Gore. Had 37 days before he conceded, right? 37 days. And he took it to the court. So they won't even give Trump 7 days to do that because they are so worried, that he's going to pull this off, that they jumped the gun and hurried up and accepted the nomination in the hopes that it would convince the country, right? That he's the president-elect. Well, bullshit on that. He's not.
I did not know they weren't supposed to call him that yet, Laura. I did not know
they're
that
not.
Until today. I was wondering. Wow.
No, he's not. First of all, there's still several swing states that are grayed out on the map. And Epoch Times, E-P-O-C-H, Times. On the internet, just you can go log onto their website. They have the map. They won't call the election until it's a for sure done deal. Until they've resolved these trials and the court issues and everything and the fraud, they refuse to call it until all this has been resolved. And rightly so.
How long do you think it will take?
Yeah.
How long will it take, Laura?
into January, but it shouldn't, it can't go past, I forget what the, there's some date in January that it can't go past. What is it, January 20th? Well, it has to be before that, though, Jonathan, because the Electoral College actually has to do their votes. So it has to be sometime, it depends on when the Electoral College has to do their votes. All this has to get resolved before that, so that the Electoral College can actually put their votes in place to, you know, finalize and approve the president. That's when it becomes final, and only then. So there, you can imagine Trump's teams are working around the clock to make sure that they get this in time.
And they will, because you know that they work so hard. You know they will. He is not giving up. He is a fighter. We've seen that. I don't know what people want. I mean, don't they want a president that's strong? I mean, this president has gone through so much, and he never falters. Wow, a lot of strength there.
But keep in mind, these votes are all falsified, right, that have turned the swing states to Biden. They're falsified. So when I tell you that he won by 70 million votes more than last time, and that's without the falsified votes being accounted for in the thrown away ballots, he actually won by a whole lot more than that, Barbara. So, yeah, these people, the people do want him. It is a referendum.
Did you say 7 or 70?
Biden. What, Jonathan?
7 million or 70?
70.
Wow.
And that's just not even accounting for the ones that were thrown out and everything nationwide. Oh, my God.
What do you deep down think is going to happen, Laura? Deep, deep, deep down.
He would have won by a landslide, and I think he would have won the popular vote, too, by a landslide. Truly, I do, if there hadn't been any fraud involved. And, yes, Barbara, I do believe. I do believe, because I believe in God, and I believe the Supreme Court will do the right thing if it has to go that far. It might not have to go that far, but we'll see how it goes. They're going to take
it. Do you like the system in place with the electorate college vote?
I don't have a problem with the Electoral College. What I do have a problem with is the mail-in ballots. It should never ever have been allowed to been done. They did it because the Democrats pushed and pushed and pushed, and they used the COVID ID.
Right.
I've never even ballots before.
Laura, did we not have this 4 years ago? I just can't remember. We didn't have the mail-in ballot?
No, not mail-in ballots. What we had was absentee ballots. So if you are sick or elderly and you can't get into the – you can physically request them that they, you can request that they mail you an absentee ballot and then you mail that in. That's different. That's because you are actually requesting the ballot. You understand that dead people voted, thousands of dead people voted.
Yes.
And people's pets even voted.
Oh,
and people from the 1800s voted.
Oh.
They arose out of their graves and voted.
I saw that, that funny ad that they put, like, Biden was, like, addressing a grave site saying, thank you for voting.
Yeah. I mean, come on. You put this in front of the Supreme Court. And I'm going to tell you right now, any one of those liberal justices that still vote against this, they will be impeached. Those I won't even say what I want to call them, but they will be impeached. I have no doubt, because you cannot possibly be given the amount of hardcore evidence that they have come up with and still give the election to Biden. You can't.
No, and then Biden, he must go into an impeachment process right away if that happens, because look at all of the corruption with his dealings with China, with his
sons. Yeah, another thing that the media refused to report on, and our FBI. The FBI knew about it for over a year during the whole Mueller scam. Oh, my God.
Gosh. Does this if it all goes down the wrong way for you, doesn't it make you kind of want to move away to get out of the country and live somewhere else?
Where?
I know, but it makes you want to get out.
There's no other country. What I'm trying to tell you is I fear that we are the best country in the world. But commentary, when you realize what is happening right now in our country, it's like we're a banana republic. That's why we cannot let them get away with this. My God, if the Democrats get away with this, we'll never be the same. And we certainly can't be a beacon for other countries where we go in and we try to right the wrongs of human rights violations, not when we can't even get our own house in order, when our own government is being weaponized against the people, and we can't trust our elections.
This is the thing that the Americans should be embarrassed of. They never should have been embarrassed about Trump as their president. They should be embarrassed of this right here.
Yeah. I mean, this is like the worst corruption scandal ever in history.
And when you say that this will be the last chance, if they are able to do this, this is the last chance for Republicans. That is so scary to me.
It is. And I think that God has... America is God's nation, right? He loves this nation. I can't for one minute as a Christian believe that he would let it fall.
No.
I can't. And I...
We have to believe.
I think he's his chosen. He's anointed, and I do not believe that this evil will be allowed to take down his anointed. I don't believe it for a second. That's why I'm so strongly believing. I believe with every fiber of my being that Trump will be reelected. He has to be for the good of our country and our republic and what we represent in the world. You know?
If anybody can do this, it would be Trump, because he is a fighter, like I said. He doesn't give up. If anybody could deal with this.
But then after that, 2024, we need another strong, strong individual, really strong.
Mike Pence.
Do you know who that would be?
No, I wouldn't say Mike Pence. I think Mike is strong, but I don't think it's... Because he comes across as too soft, spoken and too soft as a Christian.
I'll say this about Mike Pence. I mean, you know, what impressed me about Mike Pence is that Trump picked him as his running mate. You know, because I was thinking
he's a good balance to Trump. But Jonathan, you have to be able to. You have to realize on foreign policy, you need somebody who's going to be able not to back down from China and Germany and North Korea and Iran and Iraq and Syria.
He's
a strong, strong individual. They broke the mold with Trump. But in 2024, we're going to still need another strong individual. And I'm thinking Ted Cruz. I think Ted Cruz. Maybe the governor of South Dakota. I like her a lot. I think she's very tough. One tough cookie.
Yeah, let's get a woman. You know, if they want a woman, we got the woman.
I think she's really good. I don't think I trust Nikki Haley anymore, but I do like Noam from
the reason I say this about about what impressed me is that Trump picked him. Is that when Trump was getting ready to be his running mate, I was thinking, man, I mean, whoever gets that running mate job has really got to be qualified, because the standards that Trump has, I mean, he's always been the kind of guy that if you don't do the job, he'll fire you, but you can't fire your vice president. So I was thinking whoever he chose, you know, the qualifications have got to be amazing. And, you know, so when he picked Pence, and also I think when Pence debated in 2016, he did wonderfully. And then when he debated in 2020 with Kamala Harris, he did wonderfully. I mean,
he definitely was. But I don't think he's the best pick for the front of the ticket. Not in today's time. Trump took out ISIS. So, I mean, he's phenomenal what Trump has done.
Mm-hmm.
He took out...
I was surprised he didn't get the Nobel Peace Prize,
Laura.
Oh,
I'm not surprised.
Well, he should have.
Those Peace Prize people. Nobel Peace Prize. Those people are so left-wing, one-world government nut jobs. They can't see Trump. Because he's a globalist, you know, and they want it to be a one-world, leftist-wing. They gave Obama the Nobel Peace Prize before he was even in office, basically.
Actually,
he's in there a day?
Yeah.
Doing
I have a story about that. Apparently, I think they gave one to Jimmy Carter, and what happened was that Jimmy Carter, I think when Clinton was president, he went over to see this foreign leader. I forgot who the foreign leader was, and he says, "I should have you know that Bill Clinton has just reduced lifted the sanctions off of your country." Well, the thing was, they haven't. They had it. He told them that they had lifted it, they had it. And so it got back to Clinton. And Clinton says, "Look, I don't know what he said. I don't know what you said. All I know is what I said." And apparently, I think my father said when he heard that, he said, "They should take away his peace, Friday, because what he did, that's a really stupid thing to do, to say that, you know, they lifted the sanctions when they have it." Are you familiar with the incident that I'm talking about? Because I don't really remember the country.
Oh, God. I can see the guy's turban, the long turban and everything. I can't remember his name, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I can remember him, but I can't remember his name. I remember him standing up there with him. He had this long turban on. And I could see him right now. He had I remember exactly what he looked like. I just forgot his name. But yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't trust Nobel Peace Prize people. They don't mean anything to me.
Okay, so
Trump
that doesn't
nominated,
matter then.
I think three different people nominate him for Nobel Peace Prize. He didn't get nothing. Yeah.
He will probably get nothing. But eventually, down the road, many years from now, I think that there will be credit where credit is due. But right now, on Hannity, 9 p.m. Eastern, Sean Hannity is talking about Trump suggested everybody watch it right now on his tweet. He said, "Watch it, Sean Hannity,
right
now, 9 p.m. Right. So maybe we should go do that.
Let's do that.
Go do that, you guys. Thank you, Laura, so much for calling in, because we always really appreciate your feedback on all of this, because you're knowledgeable. Growing up in a very political family, and we know that, and we appreciate it. Thank goodness that we have you. You're like our our political correspondent.
Well, I'm all
right,
over
Johnny?
This.
Yeah,
I'm all over this. I am so worried about our republic. You have no idea. Well, maybe you do.
It's important.
Based on what we talked about, but yeah.
Yeah. Yes, I do. And we're glad that we have you to call upon to shed light on all of this, more light on it.
And we are not done, everybody. We will have more shows on this as everything comes out. But you can listen to this show on Life, Laughter, Happiness YouTube and listen to it again, because Laura put out a lot of great things to look at. You were saying go to Ark of Grace, A-R-K,
and
of Grace.
M-C-F-I-L-E.
And could you spell that one? M-E-F-I-L. Go ahead.
M-C-F-I-L-E-F, McFile. And look for anything that has to do with the election coverage, where they're doing an interview with Director Mike. He has a lot
Because Johnny was having a hard time finding things that he could trust, you know, out there with the media. And so you gave us a couple of good things now that we can follow, and we appreciate that for sure. And let's all go watch Hannity right now, because President Trump, he tweeted it out. Watch it.
Okay.
And it's on right now, Eastern time. So everybody, thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Laura. Thank you, Johnny.
You too.
And follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and tell us what you think. We want to hear. All right.
Please.
All right, bye-bye.
Good night, everyone.
Okay.
Good night, Barbara.
Good night, everybody.
Barbara.